Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies. Here's your host, Peter Herbeck.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host. We're celebrating the octave of Christmas. Merry Christmas to you. I want to celebrate the gift of our Lord Jesus Christ. And friends, these are challenging and difficult times, aren't they? Times of shaking and times of instability, causing lots of fear, lots of anxiety. It's difficult to celebrate with all that's hanging over our heads, politically, economically, socially, things in the life of the church, and people are disturbed and upset. What a moment, what an opportunity. It really is an opportunity. Now, all of us wished it wouldn't be happening, right? If we had a choice, we'd like to just, let's run the clock back to a time when we didn't have to be facing all this stuff. Everybody, pretty much everybody knows, lots of people know anyway, that the difficulty we're in right now probably isn't going to end real soon. And it's going to be a time of great challenge for the church. It's an important time. But I think it's a time, and no better time than this. We've just come through Advent and then Christmas, this beginning of the church year when the church in her wisdom reminds us who we are. You know, as I've said many times in the program, Advent reminding us we live between the two comings of Jesus Christ. We celebrate his first coming. We prepare ourselves, watching, waiting, praying. And we ask ourselves in this season, am I really being vigilant like Jesus and the apostles all exhort us to be, just unequivocally across the board? Be urgent in season and out. Be alert. Be sober. Be clear-headed. Seek first the kingdom of God. There's one way to live for God, all out. Does it mean you're perfect? No, I'm not, you're not. You're weak, I'm weak. We are weak and broken people. What Jesus is after is the intention of your heart. Just every little step you make toward God that comes from love in your heart, he celebrates. If you stumble, he's there to pick you up, to embrace you, to kiss you and say, keep coming, keep coming. Keep following in my footsteps, wanting what I want. And as I ended yesterday's program, Jesus made it so clear, unequivocally clear. If you want to be my disciple, you've got to give everything. Why? Because you were made to give everything. Well, give everything to what? To give your heart, the most important part of you, the core of you, what defines you, to my Father. To freely say, I want to obey you. Yes, I talked yesterday about one of our staff members who was so honest in a Bible study to say, oh, that word, it really bugged me. She said when she was married, she's married, and when she, years ago when she started listening, hearing, you know, teaching on wives, be obedient to your husbands, she's like, oh, no way, right? It just doesn't make any sense. So you can't receive that kind of teaching unless you know the Lord, unless you know what his design is, unless you know what he means by that. The central thing he wants you to do is obey the Father. Obedience is from the heart, is an act of love. God is love. God loves the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. The Father, Son, and Holy Spirit love each other in a fiery communion of total love. God is love. God is the constant willing and loving and joyful, intense, ecstatic giving of self to the other and enjoying the other and receiving the joy of the other. It's back and forth. It's not just giving, but it's receiving. And the Lord wants us to be caught in that fire, the burning heart of God. That's what we're made for. That's why at the core we call it our heart, but at the core of our being, our spirit was made to be drawn into that. We're meant to be raised as Jesus raises us to glory. We have a capacity made in the image and likeness of God to somehow beautifully and totally participate in that love. But it begins in this life. Jesus said, and we see so clearly, Jesus said, if, you know, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. I'm the way you're meant to live. I'm the truth about how you're meant to live. And I'm the life that you need to live it. You need a new life. You need my life. So come and learn from me. And we come and learn, what do we learn from Jesus? Jesus said, come and learn from me because I'm meek. That is, the energies, the powers that I have in my life are all ordered and subdued beautifully to love. That's what it means to be meek. It doesn't mean that you're weak or some kind of pushover. Jesus is not a pushover. Jesus said, I'm meek and I'm humble in my heart. And that humility that's in my heart, I just love to obey my Father. I love it. It's my food. It's my life. It's what I'm living for. And I'm here to tell you. And Jesus said, yes, you're receiving me in Christmas, but I'm here to tell you, receive what I told you. Live it. Not just because you have to, but understand where I'm coming from. It's like the Lord is saying, we should do it because he tells us to. Just for that reason alone, we should. But there's more. He's saying, look, you can trust me. Everything I told you is vindicated. I will never lie to you. Following me with all your heart, loving me, loving the Father, through a radical obedience and surrender of your life, living to please me first before anything else, before husband, before wife, before your child, before whatever, the world, the powers, you know, your heroes in this world. Nothing can be first before your love for God. So Jesus is saying, follow me, make that decision. That's what it means, friends, to live under the lordship of Jesus. We surrender our capacities and powers to just define our own reality and go our own way. And we put down the resistance. We put down the weapons. We expose our heart to the Lord. We say, Lord, I confess my resistance. I confess, look at me, Lord. Look at my sinful heart. Look at my weak and flat and lukewarm heart toward you. Help me. Save me. Help me to be what I was made to be. I'm not made to be only whatever. What's your dream? You know, I want to be the most successful businesswoman in the world. I want to be the most popular actor. I want to be a great artist. I want to be, you know, I want to be in a great orchestra. Whatever it is, whatever your dream is. The Lord likes good dreams. He likes to help us use our gifts. But he's absolutely certain. He's committed totally to helping us never make the ultimate mistake to put something before him and before God. It's not because he needs it, not because he's like jealous in the sense of he's envious that you're going in a different direction, envious or jealous. He knows. As C.S. Lewis said, that like a car is made to run on gas. I mean, you're made to run on the love of God, on knowing that God enjoys you, that you're made by him and for him, that you're God's child, that he delights in you. The love of God, the delight of God, friends, the stuff that the world never talks about is the most important thing you could ever have, but it's the thing you don't even know your own heart. I don't even know my own heart. It's literally what I want more than anything else. And I'm running around seeking images of it in the world or knockoffs and not the real thing. Because deep down in my heart, I don't want to obey. I don't want to be submitted. I don't want to have my life exist for another. I want to wear the crown while I got time. I want to be on top of the world. I want to be recognized. I want to be honored. I want the pleasures that are in this world. I want everything that people have always defined as, you know, what gets you to the top of the mountain. It's super easy for baptized people caught up in a world that's so dominant and has so much control of our time and our energy and our mind and our reflections and filled with constant distractions, shaping us day in and day out, to be caught in between two worlds, to live in the twilight, not in the light, not maybe completely in the darkness, but in the twilight. One foot in the kingdom, one foot in the world. That's such a bad place to be in the sense of it's just nowheresville. You're never satisfied, right? It's the place of lukewarmness that Jesus said makes him sick to even see it. What ends up happening in that situation is Christianity gets reduced to a moral system of, checking off the to-do list and, making sure you've done it all right, and it's minimalistic. Tell me, Lord, what's the minimum that I have to do to get into heaven? And it's not a heart engagement. What God's after is the engagement of your heart. He's after radical love. And we're after, I wish I had the best words to describe it. We're after buying fire insurance, getting in, doing the minimum we have to do just to get in, because we still think the best thing is in the world. And we don't want to let go what we need to let go of. And we don't want to put God first. And Jesus is just, he wants us to trust him. It breaks his heart. We believe lies and deceptions. We're not really believing him completely. He's saying, I showed you the way. It's radical love for the Father. It's love of neighbor. It's even loving your enemies. Praying for those who persecute you. It's embracing obedience as food and life. It's running after God and making it your aim to please him. And dying to yourself and coming alive in Christ. Receiving an identity, not demanding and creating and imposing your own identity. Jesus is asking us, do you trust me? Why don't you trust me? Why are you holding back? I've come to give you the gift of my Spirit to help you know my love, know me, know my voice, know the Father's love. And I want to bring you into the fiery love between the Father and I, the eternal, the love that's created everything. We don't want you just to go after the creature. We want to give you our life. And friends, we're stuck because in many ways, it's like, Lord, I don't know. I want to be a good person. I just don't want to go all in. I want to be a good person. I just don't want to get too intense about this stuff. There's too much here I want to pay attention to. And Jesus is saying, you don't know what you're missing. Yeah, we saw Stephen at the beginning of this week. We saw what happens to those who radically follow you, Lord. The world chews them up and spits them out. And I'm a little afraid of what we're stepping into and walking into these days in the culture and the cost and losing so many things that I've gained in this world. Right? That's exactly what Jesus wants us to be able to face in our lives and to trust him and let him, through the grace and power of the Holy Spirit and his truth, conquer our hearts, your heart, my heart. So we trust in him. And with the life we have, we say yes to him. And then he wants to pour into us the presence of the love of the Father, experiential knowledge, walking in his grace, and being a light for others in a lost world, and having a life that has meaning for all eternity. God bless you.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, Unfailing Promises. In these challenging and unsettling times, the promises of God are a sure anchor and a source of great encouragement for all of us. For your free copy of Unfailing Promises, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789, or go to renewalministries.net/FOE or subscribe to our podcast.